A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The U.S. Forest Service is temporarily closing off the entire Boundary Waters canoe area. Three people who went missing on Lake Pepin over the weekend have been found dead. And Minnesota election judges are preparing for primary elections. But first, federal and state authorities have agreed to openly share evidence related to multiple Operation Metro Surge shootings. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office, the Minnesota BCA, and the state's Attorney General's Office obtained hard drives of previously withheld federal evidence over the last 2 weeks, following a tense six-month push for transparency. County Attorney Mary Moriarty.
We have obtained the hard drives of previously withheld evidence in the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy and the shooting of Julio Sosa Solis. We have also obtained some of the physical evidence that was previously withheld, including Renee Good's car.
Prosecutors will now comb through the massive amount of new evidence to decide whether any further criminal charges will be filed against the involved federal officers. The U.S. Forest Service is temporarily closing off the entire Boundary Waters canoe area to permit holders and outfitters while several wildfires continue to burn and the fire danger remains high. David Seaton owns Hungry Jack Outfitters in Grand Marais.
We don't know how long this closure will last. I think that's an important concept for people to understand, is that while right now it is finite through the 17th, it's possible it could go on, but it might just be done on the 17th, and then everything's good to go as planned.
Officials say all entry points to the Boundary Waters close tonight at midnight. A red flag warning is in effect until 10 tonight for much of the state, as wind and low relative humidity could spark even more wildfires statewide. Karen Harrison is a statewide wildfire prevention specialist with the Minnesota DNR. She tells Vanita Sokar on the WCCO Morning News that weather, vegetation, and moisture levels can rapidly change fire weather.
We saw, a lot of dry patterns. I know we've gotten some rain, in certain parts of the state, but in, Northeastern in particular, it's been drier. They've had some storms come through, but not a lot of precipitation. And that also impacts how quickly things can change this time of year.
Minnesota had 19 active wildfires as of last night, four in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Three people who went missing on Lake Pepin over the weekend have been found dead.
The three people were found last night by recovery crews, including the U.S. Coast Guard. They went missing late Saturday evening after their pontoon boat hit a commercial barge, sending a total of six people into the water. Three people were found Saturday clinging to the overturned boat. The identities of the three people who died have not been released. The incident happened near a YMCA camp on the Wisconsin side of Lake Pepin, but no campers or camp staff were involved. Mark Freines, Talk 830 WCCO.
Minnesota election judges are getting trained for the primary elections, which are less than a month away. They'll have an extra layer to their efforts with the federal government sending poll watchers here. Secretary of State Steve Simon on the WCCO Sunday Take with Blois Olson.
We have very clear and very precise rules in Minnesota, not only about who's allowed to be in the polling place, but what they're allowed to do once they get there. And they are instructed to call in law enforcement. I'm talking about police, sheriffs, and otherwise, for people who do not follow those laws, and that applies to everyone.
Among those rules, no disruption of polling places and no speaking to voters. Records show the federal government has sent poll watchers to areas in Minnesota where voters do not speak English. And according to Simon, there's been no incidents. Simon has long maintained that Minnesota's elections are safe and secure. Not only is it going to be hot today, it's going to be hot for a while.
The forecast calls for 90-degree heat in the Twin Cities all the way through Thursday. National Weather Service forecaster Joe Calderon.
We just don't have any way of breaking down this large heat dome, if you will, that's kind of taken residence over both the upper Mississippi Valley and then even into the Ohio Valley. It's just kind of large area of high pressure just sitting in place and nothing to move it out of the way.
Much of Minnesota is expected to feel the heat all week, even way up north, where it could reach triple digits in International Falls, the hottest it's ever been in I Falls, 103 degrees, July 22nd, 1923. Here in the Twin Cities, the Salvation Army is opening its 7 service centers for people to get some relief. Those facilities are in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Brooklyn Park. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Anoka Hennepin School Board meets tonight for the first time since the district rejected a petition from a group of parents wanting to get a referendum on the November ballot.
More than 3,000 parents in the Anoka-Hennepin School District want voters to consider paying more in property taxes to avoid school staffing cuts.
We've had $22 million of budget cuts. We've lost 275 positions. We have a projected deficit going forward of about $10 million.
Shaylin Burbig is co-founder of Parents for Good. She worked on that petition to try to force the matter, but it was denied for legal reasons.
At some point, the school board in the district will have to be discussing referendums at any rate, because there's one that expires next year.
District spokesperson Jim Skelly says the matter could come up at the meeting, but it's not on the agenda as of yet. He says per state law, the board faces an August 11th deadline to place a question on the ballot for that November election. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, Minnesota's women's soccer team is looking to the future after an undefeated regular season was spoiled by a loss in the playoffs last Saturday night. In 5 seasons, the Aurora has finished first in its division, but were eliminated in the postseason. Team founder Andrea Yoach says the team needs to be better prepared.
We don't face the competition that we need to in the regular season, so that when we get deeper into the playoffs, and the league is huge, there's over 90 teams. So when we get deep into the playoffs, we are facing really good competition. We haven't had that experience with really tight games.
The Aurora is community owned and members of the USL Women's League. The players are not professional and retain their college eligibility. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.